Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody out there. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson, and you are in the moment. We call that the empowerment environment. I am so excited to come to you today and just talk about a lot of stuff, you know. What's going on in your life? How are you doing? Because today I want to talk about positive influence. And I'm just curious if you're just influencing people positively. And I say that, you know, because that's what we need, really. You know, I've had a lot of experiences this week, and a lot of my experiences have just been positive. Lots of great, great experiences. And I want to know, where are you with this? Let's talk about it, right? When we think of positive influence in this moment, in this time, especially now, you know, people really possess a make-a-difference mindset. I call it a make-a-difference mindset because when the make-a-difference mindset, it's really what you're thinking, you know. It's like saying this, okay, if you desire, you know, most of us, we have these great desires. If you desire to accomplish something great and you really, really, really want to see it happen, you got to have a make-a-difference attitude. That's what I think. Because guess what? If you don't believe you can make a difference, are you really going to make a difference? Are you really going to influence people, you know? Because people influence others, they do a lot of things. They do four things. They model, they mentor, they motivate, and they multiply their influence. You got to believe that you can make a difference. So the first thing with a difference, a make-a-difference attitude is believe that you can make a difference. Because everybody that I know on this earth, including myself and you, you know, we have the potential to make a difference. God gives us potential, and the only thing we have to do is really maximize that potential. But you can only make a difference if you believe you can make a difference in other people's lives. And are you really willing to give yourself away to make a difference? That's some things when we talk about being a positive influence and an influencer. And it was Helen Keller who said that life is an exciting business, but it's most exciting when it's lived for others. Can you imagine? She's blind. Life is an exciting business. And most exciting when lived for others. So if you're thinking of being a person of influence or thinking of being positive, think about that. You may not be able to help everybody. But my friends, you can help somebody. That's the key right there. That's one. And then if you talk about modeling and mentoring and motivating and multiplying, believe what you share can make a difference. Because in that process of mentoring, you know, just think about it. Right now, both of us, or two of us, or many of us, we spend a large part of our lives connecting and communicating with people all day long. We're going back and forth with people. All of us, if you think about it, we impact millions of people. So if we believe that what we share with people can make a difference, it makes a difference. But just imagine if we believe that what we share cannot make a difference. We might as well just quit trying to make a difference, right? We believe that everything rise and fall with leadership. If you think about that, everything rise and fall with leadership. And we're leading lives all day long. And I'm sure we're certain that people's attitude make or break them. That's just it. You know, and we know that there is no joy, peace, or meaning in life without faith. So if you're going to have to be a person of influence, you have to believe in what you have to offer. Right? And then what you have to offer, if you believe that what you have to offer can make a difference in people's lives, then guess what? You make a difference. Because nobody wants to follow a person without conviction. You have to have conviction. Simply put it this way, if you don't believe, people around you are not going to believe. You got to believe in something stronger and something more beautiful every single day. And then on top of it, you have to believe that the person that you're sharing that time with can make a difference. Because if you're modeling and you're mentoring and you're motivating, the people who you're doing all of those things with, you have to believe that they can also make a difference. Because there's a rule they call it the reciprocity rule, right? And the reciprocity rule states that in human behavior, it says that over time, people just come together and they share attitudes that are similar towards one another. And what that means, in other words, is that if we hold a high opinion of ourselves, if you hold high opinion of people, and you continue to hold that opinion, eventually you will come to feel the same way about the people around you. And in that process, that's where you have connection between people. And that's where you have really, really building up of powerful relationships. That's what really happens when people are motivated and come together and try to influence others. Got to believe. And then you really have to believe that together you can make a difference. You got to believe that. So if once you're sharing your life with people and you're believing that the person you're sharing your life with can make a difference, and then guess what? If that person, you believe in that person and the person believes in you, guess what, my friends? Together you can make a difference. We can make a difference. And that's where the key comes in. And Mother Teresa, she just had a great example of that truth. She says that I can do what you can't do, and you can do what I can't do. But together, we can do great things. We can't achieve anything when we're not partnering with people. Think about all those things when you talk about those things that we have to do with people, and you know how we get through modeling lives and motivating and mentoring and multiplying. And let me just, you know, I know I've been saying those words. We think of modeling life. We think of how do we model the influence that we want to have. Here's this. A lot of people are influenced by what they see. Kids are not, it doesn't matter. People just live what they see. You know, and it's funny, no matter what you tell your children to do, they're going to do what they see you doing. No matter what, if you're a leader and what you tell your staff to do, they're going to do what they see you doing. And if there comes a time when you meet people you don't even know at first, and you know, at first you don't have any influence on them. But then guess what? If somebody that they trust introduce you to them and that person gives you an endorsement, then they will just assume that you're credible. They'll assume that you're influential. That's modeling, right? And when you think about all that stuff, people admire people who are influenced by their actions and their attitudes, and they believe they have great personalities. How about motivated? And, you know, while modeling is a powerful influence, right, it can be positive or negative, right? Sometimes you can model your behavior from a distance. But you know what? If you really want to make a significant impact on people's lives, you have to do it up close. And that's where motivation comes in, because motivation is an emotional thing. It gets with you at the emotional level. It encourages people and it allows people to communicate emotionally. And when you think about it, when it's emotional, what people realize is that there's a process, and that process does two things. It creates a bridge between you and the people you're trying to influence, and it builds up their confidence and sense of self-worth. See, when people feel good about you and when they feel good about themselves, that's when you have real serious motivation. And that's when you see your level of interest, your influence really start to increase. And, of course, if you're mentoring, because one goes with the other, you model, you motivate, and when you're mentoring, what you're doing is you're reaching the motivation level of influence with a lot of people. You start to see the impact on their lives, you know. And with mentoring, what you're doing, you're pouring into people's lives. You're helping them reach their potential. The power of mentoring, it gets so strong that you can actually see the lives of the people you're influencing. You see them change before your eyes. You see things start happening. They're growing. And that's when you're giving so much of yourself in that process that as you give of yourself, you're just helping them overcome so many obstacles in their lives, and you're showing them how to grow personally and professionally, and you're helping them achieve a whole new level of living. That's what you call mentoring. That's when you're in that third level, model, motivate, and mentor. And the highest level of influence comes when there's multiplication. See, as a multiplying influencer, you're helping people who you've influenced to become positive influence in other people's lives. And you have that chain reaction, you're passing it on. And so many people can't get to this level because so many people have not motivated enough, not model, mentor, or motivate enough to even get to this level because it takes so much time. It's a time thing. And it's not about individual attention. You have to give people time. So your influence can be either positive or negative. Thinking about it. And it's so important to look for common ground. When you're looking at connecting with people, look for common ground. My friends, anytime you want to connect with another person, just start where both of you agree. And just find that common ground on it, because listening is a key factor in this. You know, when you're talking about common ground and you're listening to people, you're listening to the things that you do, the same up with them, you know, you visit whatever you like, your sports, your hobby, all that good stuff. And sometimes, even when you find common ground, you're facing obstacles a lot of time in that process. Recognize and respect the differences in people. Personality, right? I remember when I did the personality assessment, which is a great tool for understanding people. And, you know, some people call it the personality plus. They talk about these different behavior personality. And, you know, they say those sanguine people. Sanguine people desire fun. They're outgoing. They're relationship-oriented. They love it. They're easygoing, witty, popular. You know, they're emotional. They're outspoken, and they're so optimistic. And I love having those people around. Any other people are melancholy, you know. They desire perfection. Things got to be so perfect. They're task-oriented. They, you know, they're emotional, but they're goal-oriented and organized and just sometimes so pessimistic. And then you have your pragmatic people. They desire peace, like, oh, the things going to be right. You know, they're introverted, unemotional. They're very strong, you know. They love relationships and they're pessimistic because they want to be careful, and they're purpose-driven. They're right there, you know, they're behind the scene. And then you have your third and fourth group of people, the colerics, boy. They want power or control over everything. They're strong, they're decisive, they're goal-oriented, they're organized, and they're just outspoken and total optimistic. But if you understand and you recognize and respect their differences, it makes. And folks, here, this is Dr. Sharon Johnson. You're in the Empowerment Environment on the Come to the Age Show. Are you an influencer? Because remember, people who influence others, they do four things. They model, mentor, motivate, and multiply their influence. Do you have the key to others' lives? Do you really? When you think about it, how do you connect with people? Here's what you do. Just communicate from the heart. From the heart. Being genuine. That is the single most important factor when communicating with people. Whether it's one-to-one or whether it's for large audiences or, you know, sometimes no amount of knowledge, technique, or quick-wittedness can substitute for honesty and genuine desire to help others. Because we see over and over how important it is to be genuine, to really connect with people. You have to do more than just find common ground and communicate well. learn to communicate well. You know, communicating well is so important. Find a way to cement relationships. I think it was Joseph Newton who said that people are lonely because they build walls instead of bridges. And so to build bridges that connect you to people in a lasting way, you have to share common experiences with them. They have to just trust you. People just have to trust you. I mean, it's just one of those things. And once they trust you, then you can move forward. Once you're connected with them, then you can move forward because you can't get anything done. My friends, listen, if you want to influence others and you desire to get them moving in the right direction, you have to connect with them. And you have to connect with them before you try to take them anywhere. Can't lead anybody anywhere if you're not connected. Trying to move others before going through the connection process with them can lead to mistrust. It leads to resistance. It leads to strained relationships. People don't want to be a part of you, and they will remember all of the problems they had with you. You've got to be careful, especially if you're in leadership. You have to remember, leadership is cultivating in people today a future willingness on their part to follow you into something new for the sake of something great. Connection. Connection creates that willingness. So the key thing here is to always know that you have to connect with people. Connecting with people allows relationships to grow and form. So here's what I want to share to you as we come toward the end. I want to share some tips with you to connect with people and to be an influencer. First, measure your current connection. How strong is your connection with the top people whose lives you're influencing? Do you know the key to each person's life? Have you established common ground? Are there common experiences that bond you together? And if your connection is not as strong as it could be, remember that it's your role to be the initiator. Schedule time in the coming week to have coffee, share a meal, or just chat with people. And then secondly, connect at a deeper level. Connect at a deeper level. If you've never spent any kind of meaningful time with your top people in a non-professional setting, schedule a time to do so in the coming month. Plan a retreat or even a getaway weekend. Do something, you know? Include your spouses if you have to. Bring your friends along or take them to a seminar or conference. But the main thing is to give yourselves opportunities to connect on a deeper level and share common experiences. And then communicate your vision. Once you've made a strong connection with your people, share your hopes and dreams. Cast a vision for your common future. And invite people to join on the journey. That's really when we talk about connection. We're really just saying, you know, I want to be able to stay in your life, model, motivate, and have multiplication of people who are influencing each other all day long. So, folks, you are listening to Dr. Sharon Johnson. You are in the empowerment environment. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. I know that you will be happy to hear more about what I do at Comtivate. And so feel free to visit me at www.comtivate.com. That is Comtibate. Remember, stay beautiful, stay fabulous, and stay motivated.